This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
60 new charges against Stephen Stearns. He's the live-in boyfriend of Jen Soto, the de facto stepdad, if you will, of Maddie Soto, who is missing for a period of time, supposedly, and then found dead. 8 counts of sexual battery on a child under the age of 12, 5 counts of sexual battery with a child 12 to 18, 7 counts of lewd and lascivious molestation, and 40 counts of unlawful possession of materials depicting sexual performance by a child of 10 or more images. This is all what was found on his phone and led to these charges. Ultimately, she's dead. And there's a lot of questions with this case about him and about mom, what happened, who knew what, when. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Oh my God. I have been poring over this case since I learned about it. I've been watching, I've watched the interviews with mom and him more times than I can count because it's so compelling. And I guess right now, as of our recording of this, no charges for murder against anyone right now, but we certainly know who the main suspect is. I also wonder about the suspect of mom as well. What's your thoughts on where this case stands right now?
Well, we said it last week, and I'm going to keep saying it. I still think this is the tip of the iceberg with this horrendous monster dirtbag.
Yeah.
And those are my technical professional terms there. But
were those
terms
you guys used to the FBI quite a bit, where it's like horrendous monster dirtbag?
Yeah. He, look at the vitriol response I have.
Yes.
He enrages me.
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop. Yeah. There's going to be more. Part of what I'm hoping, and I almost guarantee law enforcement's doing right now, and that's why I don't think we're seeing charges quite yet, other than he's going away for life.
Yeah.
For what he's done just to her as a sexual abuse
Could
case.
Could get death, right? Too.
And there's more victims. And so I think they're researching and they're doing all they can to identify even more victims, not necessarily that they've been murdered, but there's other children out there that have been abused by this dirtbag monster. And I think they're trying to identify them. So if I was prosecution, we're going to assemble all this before we even start going down other charges, mother, other people, because a lot of times when you have a serial pedophile and a serial child abuser, there's potentially networks.
Yeah.
And you want to identify networks and people involved in these things. And so you're going to cast as large a web as you can to see who's actually creating these images, who's actually, you know, at the center of these things. He might not be. He's most likely an outlier on a larger network. And so in order to do that, you really need to take some time and delicate care to identify these networks before you just clamp down on a tendril that's out here, because they have the potential here to take out a lot of people and save a lot of children. So I used to be a board member of a group called the Innocent Lives Foundation. Mm-hmm. And what the Innocent Lives Foundation did is we would go online and identify monster dirtbags like this, create the profile and hand it over to law enforcement. And for every serial pedophile out there, there's potentially anywhere from 400 to 600 children that have been affected by one serial pedophile. Yep. And so my conjecture on this is that they're taking their time to see how much they can get, how many people they can get and prosecute, as well as how many children they might be able to save. So this is not just a case of a horrendous monster dirtbag potentially killing, as we're most likely killing, you know, this beautiful little girl. But I think they're going to go for a lot on this one. Thankfully, this could be a really big case that saves a lot of people.
And it's interesting because I think, you know, those of us who have no clue of how that world works, you think, oh God, this one person is doing this. It's horrible. It must be, you know, must be really locked down and quiet. He's not going to want anyone to know that he was doing these sort of things, but that's not often the case. Like you're describing especially with these images, and the amount that they found on that phone, it's probably pretty likely that he was sharing these things, that there was other people either selling them or, I mean, it starts to go into the territory of trafficking. What else was going on here? And that's where I start to question Mom. Obviously, as of right now, no charges against her, innocent, not even being described as a suspect. But my God, those interviews were bizarre. What I got out of it is she's known for a while that this shit's going on in her house to her daughter, and she seems to have somehow made some sort of bizarre peace with it, probably because of past abuse, probably current abuse with him. But in some way, shape, or form, she prioritized a relationship with a man, this monster, over the well-being of her daughter. And otherwise, I think we would have seen more shock, more disgust, more anxiety. There wasn't even anxiety in some of those interviews that we watched with her talking about her daughter missing. It's like she'd be more concerned if somebody, you know, lost her Uber Eats order in the woods over her daughter. It was really, really bizarre. But it makes me wonder, was she involved in this, or is she just so broken and so just kind of complicit in, you know, the abuse that was going on with her daughter that she doesn't want to be in trouble for it. And she doesn't want anyone to point out, like, yeah, you kind of knew this guy was doing these things to your daughter. So she's in survival mode herself for being really kind of a horrible human being.
All those things completely accurate and right. I don't know why no charges yet. I think it's probably, it's part of a bigger plan.
Yeah.
And so let's ask ourselves, and you brought up a great point. You would expect her to show shock, disgust, horrendousness. And so when you don't see those things, you ask yourself, what was missing?
Yeah.
Why does someone behave a certain way? So what you're seeing is someone who's used to seeing that behavior.
Yeah.
You think that's the first time her little girl was abused by a guy?
No.
Probably not. And so in order to identify others, they're going to need her cooperation as well. Mm-hmm. And she's going to have to face very, very dark things about herself and own up to them to be able to do that. And so I'm hoping that the investigative team part of this is a very, very skilled one. And they know what they're doing timing wise, because as I said, we're not just going to uncover a network because of this monster dirtbag, but because of all the mother as well, who is it's such a challenging position for law enforcement and a prosecutor be in when it comes to the mother, because she's both a monster and a victim at the same time. And it's a very, it's really, it's horrible. It is the worst case scenario, because I guarantee, like you said, when you go back to her life arc of what she's been through, part of another, so whether her daughter was abused by other men or not prior to this guy, She's been exposed, the mother's been exposed to before, because it wasn't shocking behavior. So most likely she was as well growing up, and it was also around. I mean, so there's a lot of destruction and unhealthy in this life. And so I guarantee there's going to be charges. I just don't know what those will be yet or when they'll come, because they're going to lock up a lot of people on this one. At least I got my fingers crossed on that one. I think a lot of people are going to be away for a very, very long time.
Is it a coincidence there has been other charges brought? I mean, if you look at just the geographic data, there has been two other people charged. I don't have the information in front of me right now, but they were charged with child pornography as well, like literally down the road from this guy and her, in the same travel path that these guys would have been going on. Not to say that travel path really means a whole lot these days, because this is all digital information, but it's interesting that geographically in the same time window, in the same geographic location, others are being charged and brought up. Is this just a coincidence that those sort of things are happening right now? I mean, obviously there's a lot of horrible people out there, but, you know, or is this, are we going to see some of these other things kind of come together in terms of a ring of this happening? And how often is it where they're like that close together?
I think we're going to see a ring.
Yeah,
I really do. And I think part of that, the thing that popped in my mind as you're describing this down the road and the mom and everything, I think part of what they're doing when it comes to the mother involved in this is Was she an unwilling accomplice or a willing accomplice?
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of trying to figure out charges on this as well, especially when tied to the, if nothing else, tied to the child porn aspect of it, regardless of the knowledge and culpability of the death. So I think they got a lot of work they're doing. They've got a lot of work they're doing. And again, they got to be very gentle with how, not gentle with the individuals, but gentle how they do it, because these individuals that are trafficking in this are very, very used to hiding very, very well. And the slightest little sign of something, see my little granular, it's a sign, they'll go dark and on the dark web and they won't pop their heads up for a while again. Luckily, they have some really great sophisticated tools and individuals that are skilled at this, because this is really important to do this right. Not just for the poor little girl, but for all the other victims that are out there, because you know her horrendous poor life sacrifice might actually save a lot more. I'm just hopeful.
Yeah, I am too.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.